Yeshaya Perk Nun Hey Pasuk Aleph Liuli Nishma Savi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata, and for Rafua Shalema, for all who need Rafuas and Yeshuas, we continue with the great Haftorah of Ani Aso Ara for the first five psukim of this parak. We finish the Shiva Nechemta passage over here. Hay Chol Tzamei L'chulamayim. All of you thirsty ones, hay, go. Now hay can mean woe as well, but all of the thirsty ones, go to the water, v'asherein lo kosef, and for anyone who doesn't have money, you can still go. L'chu shivru ve'acholu. Go obtain and eat. Shivru usually means to pay and eat. L'chu shivru b'lo chesef v'lo mechir yayin v'cholav. And go and obtain wine and milk without money, without pay. After all of the upheavals of the pre-Mashiach Zman, mankind will thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, of course, Mayim is a metaphor for Torah. Haychol Tzamei, a severely thirsty person. The people of the world are going to be thirsty to hear the word of Hashem. Go to the water. Quench your thirst by learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah that reaches each individual, Chanoch Lanar Alpi Darko, and go purchase, usually in retail quantities. So sometimes when you acquire Torah knowledge, Rav Schwab says, try to acquire it in a way that you can hold on to, that you can absorb it. Wholesale, it's not going to work. You have to learn it little by little until you accumulate an expertise. And the water and food, imein kamach ein Torah. So you need Torah, but you also need sustenance. And the yayin, the peace and happiness, and the chalav, the mother's milk, all of this is life given by Torah that you acquire because of your desperate thirst for it. Rashi says unambiguously, L'tayra, l'chu l'mayim, l'ma sishkalu chesef b'lo lechem. Why pay money for no bread? V'giachem b'lo l'sava. And why put so much effort and hard work and not to be full? Shimu shamoa elai v'ichlu tov. Listen to me. Eat the best. V'sisanag ba'deshem. Nachshechem. And satiate yourself. Get tainug, get physical filling pleasure with fats. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incline your ears. Absorb what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell you. The fat, the good food will come. Everything will come. Eat well. Delight in abundant satisfaction. You'll find delight in Olam Haba. Righteous non-Jews also, Rambam Hilchas Tshuva says that they can earn a chesher in Olam Haba. Olam Haba isn't delimited. There's room for everyone. But eat well from the proper source. Good nutrition. Gimel hatu aznechem, luchu elai. Incline your ears. Come to me. Shimu usachi nafshechem. Listen and revive your souls. Let your souls live. Rechursolochem brisolam. And I'll make an eternal covenant with you. Chaste David Hane'emonim. The enduring loyalty to David. The faithful loving kindness of David HaMelech. This is the Moshe HaMoshiach, the ultimate scion of David HaMelech. And we know that from David HaMelech, the chesed is never going to be removed. From Sefer Shmuel, we learned that. So he's going to be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to be faithful to him, and you're going to absorb this incredible chasadim. And the rewards promised to David HaMelech are going to be available to all of us. Dalid heined le'umim nisativ, nagid umitzavei le'umim. I have made him a witness to the nations, eid le'umim. A prince, a nagid, a leader, and a commander, mitzavei le'umim, of peoples. David HaMelech is a witness to the nations and promise that God will accept all who do tshuva. The Mashiach is a witness to testify against them if they do not. As a prince, as a commander. And finally, wrapping up the Haftorah, Pasuk Hei Hein Goylo Seida Tikra. You will call a nation that you never knew before, Lo Seida, that you were unfamiliar with. And a nation which did not know you. So you didn't know the other guy, and this guy did not know you, but they will run to you. I'm going to run to you. Yarutsu, Laman, sorry, bad Brian Adams. Laman Hashem Elokecha, for the sake of the Lord, the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'likdosh Yisrael, and the Holy One of Yisrael, Kifei Aruch. Because he has glorified you, the newfound awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody is going to become aware, everybody is going to have a chelik, everybody is going to celebrate, everybody is going to be satiated, everybody is going to be filled, everybody is going to have peace. It's a beautiful, beautiful vision of the end of days. You could see why the Christians desperately wanted to somehow absorb this into their vision and version of religion. Unfortunately, everything that they believe about Yashka as the Messiah violates most of Sefer Yeshaya in Pashta Pshat. So it can't be that. And the fact that this paradise on earth doesn't exist yet shows that we believe the Mashiach hasn't come yet. And the Ramban said to the Christians, if your Messiah had come, the rest of this would have come true already. Since it did not, clearly this is still a vision of a future yet to come. And we still have much to get out of Yeshaya and to learn from Yeshaya even thousands of years later after his time, because this is a Nevuah that echoes down through all generations and through the millennia for us as well.